Welcome back to the St. Monica Mish podcast, formerly known as the Parish by the Park, as of last week. I changed the name to be more specific, and it does not compete with any other podcasts or YouTube searches, as my wife found out. I believe it reflects the purpose of this podcast more, since it's all things St. Monica and Mishawaka. Anyway, I'm your host, Scott C., and this is the second attempt at recording the podcast. And I'm calling it the first episode because I have Caitlin
DeLorel
and Emily Lays here to discuss several topics today. So say hello, Caitlin and Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you Scott C. and we have our names out there?
Scott C. is my alter ego.
Your podcast name?
Yeah. Actually, somebody called me that a while ago. That's another story, but... Yeah, I kept introducing myself as Scott Kramer with a C. Oh. Because everybody calls, you know, does K, which you're, I've had it all my life.
Yeah.
So he started calling me Scott C. And I was there for, I don't know, about 10 years, whatever. I was at Pius.
Gotcha.
We went through Christ Renews Parish.
Right.
Anyways, so that's why it kind of stuck. So I thought, well, that's a good name for here, Scott C. Because Scott Kramer sounds kind of formal. I don't know. Anyways, so let's turn to the bulletin highlights. Not much is happening this week, and I don't want to take Caitlin and Emily's thunder from some of the other things. So here's just a few items I wanted to point out in this week's bulletin. The Knights of Columbus Council meeting is August 14th at 7:15 in the Sister Patch Room in the school that's across the gym. It's a good time to hear what's going on with for those that are Knights, and anything that they would like to see in future events, that's a good time to bring it up. Next item is the October pilgrimage to Wisconsin. The registration has been opened as of the 12th, and there's a QR code in the for registration in the bulletin, so get a bulletin and take care of that. There's only 50 slots for pilgrims to go on this trip. And Sandy and I have already registered.
I signed up today.
I'm going to.
All right. So don't wait. There's only 50 slots.
There's more information on the website as well, the St. Monica website.
Good. Yes. I didn't check that today.
Well, that's where the QR code takes you. But if you aren't able to get a bulletin, you can just go to the website.
Sandy did all that registration. I don't. So, but one of the things that we're going to do on the trip is visit the Our Lady of Champion. Is that a shrine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was. Okay. So, yes. The Our Lady of Champion
Marian
shrine.
Only Marian apparition in the country, correct?
It's approved.
Yes, approved.
Correct.
And then we're also going to Holy Hill. We're doing that one. Holy Hill.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's where we're spending the night.
Yes. Well, there was two choices, Sandy, because she asked me which one I could go to.
Everybody's staying at the same city.
Okay.
Just somebody, there's an option to stay on the hill, but there's only so many rooms. And once that fills up, the other option is to stay at a hotel. But there is a block of rooms for St. Monica people.
So register quickly.
Yes, yes. There is a price difference.
Okay. Alrighty. Sandy didn't tell me that, but that's right. So there are several other items that are repeats that I'm not going to go over. So just make sure you check your bulletin and listen to the rest of the podcast. So next on my list is the ministry moment. First thing I want to talk about is I want Caitlin to talk about the flock note. For those of you that don't know what Flocknote is, it's a way to get information to your email.
Correct. So a weekly newsletter comes out with information about things that are going on at St. Monica. And it comes from St. Monica, but it is through a platform we use called Flocknote. So if you are a registered member at St. Monica and you are not receiving the weekly email, you can email Katie in the office or myself. My email is in the bulletin. And we can figure out why you're not receiving those. But it's good to get some of that information just to your email. as well as we put some other things that are going on in the email as well.
Okay, well, thank you, Caitlin. Now, what is this thing called, e-bulletin? It's what it's called. At least that's what Sandy tells me.
Well, you can sign up to get the bulletin.
And you can sign that up on the church's website, I found out. Because you can go and click on, let's see, what did Sandy tell me?
Well,
you have to go to the button, the bulletins button.
And that probably takes you to Discover Mass, yep. Which holds all of our bulletins and information about St. Monica.
Yep.
And through there, you can probably sign up. And then you'll receive the bulletin straight to your email Saturday morning before Masses.
So I usually read it Saturday and then again Sunday, and I still forget stuff.
Well, it's actually published on like Wednesday or Thursday of the week before Mass. So sometimes I use that for FlockNote info.
All right. Well, all I know is that you click and get those you can click to sign up for the notifications, and then voila, you get them sent to your email. So how about that? All right. Well, I'd like to bring up another ministry, an actual ministry, since those are just kind of comments. A ministry that we have here at St. Monica's that has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Six years?
I was going to say eight.
But it's moms. It's the moms.
Maybe. Almost as long. I mean, Asa was, I think, almost two when we started.
Oh, okay.
That's so it's just called the Moms Group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this Moms Group meets on Mondays.
Yeah.
Starts somewhere between 7 and 8 o'clock. People show up about 7 or 8 o'clock.
We're moms, so sometimes it's after we get the kids to bed. Yeah. Sometimes it's peace out before bedtime, however that works for you.
So you do different things at this moms group, right? You have a Bible study on...
So the first and third Monday of the month, the book club meets. And then the second and fourth Monday, the rosary and fellowship group meets. We all meet in the Antioch space of Columbus Hall. And the doors open at 7. And then we usually say discussion starts at 7:30, but, you know, that's...
Depends on how good the book is.
Yeah, that's true.
Or what kind of day you guys have had. Is that usually what it is?
Yes.
Well, that's all in the bulletin, too. So that's all listed in the bulletin. So.
And then we do other things throughout the year. Have social events and...
Play dates.
Yes, play dates. Thank you.
Say that is there an age limit or is there any
There's no age limit. We've had women of all moms of all different ages. Even if you're not a mom to a biological child, if you're a godmother or you're just looking for fellowship with other women, if you're a newly married woman that your vocation is being a wife and hopefully one day a mother, then I would say that's good too. I'd say we've had some older moms with older children come. Most of us have younger children, so as long as you realize that's the majority of what we're going to talk about, some of those women have really wise words and have given us some good advice, so always welcome.
Yeah, it's easy for us older folks to go into parent mode rather quickly. I found that out even at work. Now that I'm working with 20, some of my coworkers are my son's age, the youngest. So, and I have one that's close to Alyssa's age. And it's amazing how in the middle of a conversation, I turn on the dad mode and I'm already giving advice. This is what you need to do and this is what you need to think about. And it's like, oh, then they glass over and it's like, oh, sorry, I'll go sit down because that's not what you asked for. So. All right. So do you guys, what do you guys get out of it? I mean, you guys have been coming to it for a while.
There's only three of us that were part of the original group.
Yeah.
So,
So you can use more members.
Always. Yeah. We always invite moms to join us.
Yeah, you can fit like 50 people in this Antioch room. So
that would be cool.
That you don't, and I'm sure you can bleed over in the Columbus Hall if you have to. So.
On Monday, yeah.
So.
I don't know, it's just a good time for fellowship and conversation about sometimes very interesting Catholic things. The book club reads fiction. We've read nonfiction. Most I would say everything has some sort of Catholic-ness to it.
Yep.
Even if sometimes we're trying to figure out what that Catholicness is to our books, but it was on a Catholic list somewhere, so that's how we picked it.
I think you could always apply something about Catholicism of some sort, or just faith in God somehow, or how to play it out. Mm-hmm. But who picks the books? I mean, how is that done?
We rotate. So, as Caitlin said, we all have these different lists of Catholic books. And we usually kind of generally rotate fiction, nonfiction. Every now and then it's fiction.
Depends on how heavy that nonfiction was.
So it just depends. We've had really good books, some really bad ones. The conversation's great either way.
Sometimes the nonfiction ones range too, because sometimes we do books that are more mom, motherhood centered, and some are women, and some are just being a Catholic. Those vary widely too.
So depending on how good or bad the book is, it depends on how long the conversation, the discussions.
Yes.
Because if it's really bad, you have other discussions.
Sometimes it's so bad the conversation lasts longer than when it's good, actually.
That's what I was thinking. If it's really a bad book, you're just like, let's just read this through and get done with it.
There's a few, we don't finish because they're not that bad.
Well, you know, experimentation, you're over the readings, that out. You know, my mom used to tell me reading, any kind of reading like that, was good reading. So, I mean, you teach your kids to read, and you're always reading your kids. I'm sure you're reading your kids. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Good. All right, so now to the meatier conversation of the podcast. I brought you guys here today because I'd like to have you guys talk about two things. The Faithful 5K Run and Family Walk that's coming up in August, and then the Parish Festival. So let's talk about the 5K Run first. And we need to talk about details a little bit. And my big thing on this is volunteers. So we want to ask for volunteers. So what are the kind of the jobs? But get an overview. Kayla, we talked a little bit before we started recording, kind of like an overview of what was going on. So can you just kind of repeat to me what you talked about earlier?
Sure. So the Faithful 5K Run and Family Fun Walk is going to be August 16th. It's a Saturday morning. It's going to kind of be our kickoff for the St. Monica Novena, and then our parish festival will be the weekend after. And it's just a great way for members of our community to come out and do a little exercising, I suppose, running and fellowship, and show the community of St. Monica is active.
So where is this taking place?
Oh, good question. It's going to be at the Riverwalk. So it'll run around the Riverwalk. There's just a race layout that's used there. And,
So I think you told me at one time, one of our meetings, that it starts and ends at the band shell.
I believe so. I am not a runner. So I don't know how. I am doing this, but I am not a runner.
So we don't have that in concrete.
But, so I have Emily. Emily has run 5Ks and races there. So according
she's
to what I know,
she's
we have the band shell reserved. So somebody is going to be at the band shell at some point of the day.
and it won't be me singing in the band shell at all. So.
And you get a free t-shirt you get a t-shirt when you register as well. And then if you do the Family Fun Walk, t-shirts are not included in that price, but you can add on t-shirts, however many you want, for $5. And they're available in youth sizes, of course, too. So all of that can be found on the website. It's in the bulletin. You can get signed up for that.
Okay, and
That's as far as like the race itself.
Yeah, that's the overview of what Correct. It is, because it's just running or walking, so it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
There'll be water stations. So in case
you
pass out, there's plenty of seats around if you need to sit down like I'm going to.
We'll push you in the river if you need to cool down.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to do a fast run, so I'll be in between, not a run and not a walk.
A jog?
No, that's fast too much.
Walk,
fast walk.
Yeah. Fast walk. Oh, yes. Okay.
Have you ever heard of Nordic walking, which Nordic sticks?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
It's like cross-country skiing without the skis on dry land.
It looks really weird.
Yeah. Now, we may look weird, but it really makes a difference. It really
works
helps
out more of your body?
Yes. Yes. It actually works on your arms and a little bit of your chest, but mostly your arms. But what it does, what they say, and this is why Sandy and I are starting to look into doing it, is it takes the pressure of the pounding off your knees.
Oh.
And she just had a knee replacement.
Right, yeah.
So she's recovering. It's been almost 2 years, but now she's just getting strong enough to do stuff. But they say, and it actually does, it actually takes the pressure off your joints, even your hips a little bit, because you're taking some of it with the poles. But your pace, I noticed right away, is the pace quickens. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that until, you know, you do it with your poles, and then you have to take them up to walk across the street or something, or walk across something, and all of a sudden you slow down. And you realize, like, whoa, wait a minute, and then you go back up. Yeah, so then you start using, you have to get back in the rhythm again, but it really does make your, so I don't know. But depending on the crowd, you know, if we have 150 people show up, that's probably not going to be a thing to use with sticks. But
I think we're going to have more people sign up if they can see you do that.
Yes! At the 5. Yes!
Well, I'll do that.
Yes.
Hey,
You can be our pace.
No, that'd be awful slow. That'd be awful slow.
Well, that would give it, if I were to run, that would give me hope.
Emily's taller than I am. She'd pass me by just by walking. I mean, no, that won't work. But no, I'll bring them. I
can't wait to see that.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
I have to practice then. I have to use them more often. We just took them. We just went down to Brown County for vacation, and we took them on. We only went one hike because it was only a good day, and we were doing other stuff down there. But it actually helps on the trail.
I bet. Yeah, I can see that.
Gives you a little more stable. You know, they didn't have manicured trails like they do. Say
anywhere around here, same.
Potato Creek has. You know, they have kind of manicured.
Mm-hmm.
They have mulch down, and they're wide. And well, down there there was nothing. I mean, we were climbing over trees and that's fallen, and you know, climbing under some limbs because they didn't cut them up, and some of the paths were kind of, so it really helped. It helped her, it helped Sandy, because there was one side where it was kind of an incline, but it didn't go up. It went, I don't know, sideways. So the poles were able to give you something, because there's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah,
it was on the side of a hill, so it was really, it really helped. So anyway, I'll bring them and see. Yes. You know, Sadie and I might. Well, I don't know if she'll do it, but I'll do it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll do it for sure.
All right. For the 5K, we are also looking for sponsors. We have filled the title sponsor slot, which is amazing. Still looking for water stations and mile markers, as well as other sponsors as well. If anybody has anything they want to put in the bags.
And there's different levels for different things.
Different levels for different things.
Posted somewhere.
It's all on the website as well, on the 5K page. Yes. And if you're interested, you can always just email me and I can give you more information as well. And we also will need, at this moment, I feel like we probably need lots of volunteers for lots of things, because we do. We need people to man the water stations. I think there's two or three water stations along the route. So we'll need people to do that. If your family isn't a family that wants to run or do the family walk or whatever, you can man one of the stations and help pass out water. That would be great. We'll need people to help with the registration and getting people their packets, putting the bags together so that way everything is put together for the racers. It's set up. We only have like an hour and a half maybe to set up everything.
The day of the race.
We can't set up anything up the night before. And then tear down too. Mm-hmm. No one ever wants to do cleanup. And I get it. It's so not fun, especially if you've been there all day. Story of my life. But we definitely need people to help tear down and get things back to St. Monica after
the race. Service.
Yes. If you have any high schoolers or middle schoolers that need service hours, send them my way.
Oh, I still have forms for that from the remnant sale.
There you go.
So, yeah, if anybody has the service hours. I know I talked to Marion. I forgot his name already.
That's okay.
Anyhow, and he approved then for the rubbish sale to have the hours, because after school stuff was over.
Yeah.
But the hours can go toward next year's.
Yeah.
So I don't know if St. Monica School here will do that. I kind of think they will.
Yeah.
But
Karen goes to church here. I'll ask her.
So I think, you know, anyhow, so.
So that's the 5K, right? Anything else on the 5K you can think of?
Just a really great environment, whether you participate or volunteer in. It's always just a great environment to be around. There's people gathering from all over to participate in something healthy and fun, and it's just always a great environment. So highly recommend.
Well, and I found out from the rummage sale that there's a lot of people that watch St. Monica that don't go here. Some are not even Catholic, but they still find out about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very community-oriented. I mean, at rummage sale, we had people that were waiting and wanting this, you know.
I told you, it was going to be wild.
It was crazy. Well, we had people, and I even mentioned this the last, if you would have heard it, if you would have listened to it.
It's never going to let us live that down.
That we had people dropping off items for the rummage sale that were not even Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
But they wanted it to go to a good cause, so they wanted it to St. Mm-hmm. Monica. So, I mean, that I was surprised. Yeah. There's a lot of things that surprised me about the rummage sale, but we won't get into all that. So there's things to volunteer for. It could be families, singles, couples, whatever. So there's all kinds of, you know, water stations, set up, tear down. There's also going to be, is there something after at the end or anything that we had to do?
There will be snacks and treats. Kind of, is that what you mean?
Yeah, something to hand out. Something to, so there's, we can use people at the end to help disperse that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when we get 100 people, it's going to be kind of complicated. Just you or me.
Yeah. If you are on the fence as to whether you want to volunteer or sign up to race, just sign up to race, please.
Yeah.
I will get the volunteers. I am not super concerned, concerned about that.
I might sign up for the race, but I don't know. Well, no, you're going to make me do it. No, you're going to have to make me do it. So, okay.
You're the main event.
I was going to help, but that's not going to, okay.
Well, you'll be doing both.
I'll be setting up and tearing down. That's usually what I end up doing anyway. So, all right. So that's the 5K. Well, what about the family walk though? We didn't talk about the family walk.
Oh, so the family walk is a mile. And I believe, yes, we said that whatever family comes with the most decorated stroller or wagon, because we understand a lot of people have small children, to do the family fun walk wins a gift card.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to take the family out for dinner. I believe that is. Yeah. So sign your family up.
That's cool. I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah. And I think it's just a family price. And like I said, the shirts don't come with that. So if you want shirts, they are... We haven't actually decided on a color yet, but they'll say the Faithful 5K and have our sponsors on the back. And, yeah, come in kid sizes.
Cool. All right. So I think we've talked about the 5K, pretty much everything. Yes. So,
do we want to say what the money goes toward?
Oh, yes.
Would that be helpful? Would that be helpful for people if they knew where the money goes? It is a fundraiser. We are doing this as a fundraiser for the parish because both AC chillers need to be replaced in the church, mm-hmm. which is a pretty penny, as well as roofs. And I say roofs because the roof on the rectory, the roof, there's a little bit on the church, and then the roof on the pack all have to be, there are parts of them that all have to be fixed.
Well, that's where the money to the rummage sale went to.
Yes.
Big numbers.
Yeah, the chillers themselves are eye-boggling. So,
big numbers,
Yes. So all of that money will go towards that.
So, which is true. It's a fundraiser that everybody will benefit from because we all
like air conditioning.
We all like air conditioning, and we don't want to have a leaky church.
And if you don't like air, if you're not worried about the air conditioning, I will point you in the direction of many people that have gone to church here before the air conditioning was in.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, we had a priest not too long ago who said, the vicar general, when he did mass,
the last time
he said he had said mass here, there wasn't air conditioning. When he was a seminarian or something, I guess. So he didn't really say mass. But when he was a seminarian,
windows here don't open.
No.
Yeah, because we've been at others. Well, even St. Joe has windows that open. And Notre Dame does at the Basilica. I've noticed that. Those are the things I noticed. It's like, well, you could make it work. We've actually been to parishes St. Adelbert. That's what it was. We went there one summer for something, and Sandy and I went, and they had all their windows, their little windows. That was something else. But, yeah, I can only imagine what that would be like. Well, and it was bad enough for me. I can't imagine with young kids. That would just...
I think there was one week, one couple days last year where the air conditioning wasn't working, but yeah.
So anyways,
I loved it.
Good idea.
No, it was not me. Great.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. Emily doesn't care about the chillers, but
so there's a few that probably don't.
Think, I just know others care about it, so I'm helping.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you just put fans up, right? Plug fans in and make it work. Yeah, right. Okay, we got ceiling fans.
We'll sell those little stroller clip-on fans. You can put them on the pew and put St. Monica on them somewhere.
Yeah, that'd work. Yeah, that would be a good. I don't know if Father would go for that though. But all right, so that's that. So let's talk about the next thing on the list. Of activities that are coming up.
Parish Festival.
It's the Parish Festival.
Yes, so the Parish Festival is August 23rd and August 24th. Mm-hmm. We'll do Rock the Rectory August 23rd, the evening, over 21 event, bar, food, music, all of that jazz. And then Sunday, August 24th, after 10:30 Mass, we'll do the potluck lunch, corn and sausage, blow-ups, those kinds of things on the 24th.
It has been suggested that I do a podcast or at least record during that, but I don't know if I can because I don't know if I'm sophisticated enough to do it outside.
Oh.
With the wind.
I can.
So
okay.
We'll see. We might figure out if I can make a booth kind of thing to block wind if there's an issue like that. So I might play with that. See what happens once I get my new mic and see what if nothing else I can I can interview people that are there. So what else is at the Parish Festival? Dunk tank still?
We are actually not doing the dunk tank this year. So it's getting a little harder to find people to sit in the dunk tank. A lot of our older servers and things like that don't want to do it.
Well, last year it broke.
Oh, I don't remember that. But, yeah. I mean, other than Father Jason's always game to sit in the dunk tank, which I appreciate.
Usually because it's 95
degrees. Yes, yeah, so true. This year we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to have an open gym. Ah. And so, especially for the middle schoolers and high schoolers, because I always feel like we're lacking in something for them to be a part of for Parish Festival. So when I kind of talk to some of the when I talked to the youth ministry leaders for Emmaus and Antioch a few years ago, they said that that was a good option to get them involved as having an open gym. So we're going to do that this year instead of the dunk tank. And we're getting rid of the dunk tank for that reason, because the floors are being redone in the gym. And so even though, say, my child, who does not sit in the dunk tank, is soaking wet because he sits in the overspray, and he cannot go into the gym with wet feet. So we're just going to not do the dunk tank this year. But we'll still have the bounce houses, and then we'll have the open gym, and still some questions on whether or not we're doing the bake-off and bingo. But
yeah, we got time, so we're still finalizing some of that.
Still finalizing
some. When you talk about open gym, is that just a free-for-all? Or is
kind
that
of, yeah, just a free-for-all. Oh. I'll probably have some adults in there to kind of, you know, keep an eye on the young whippersnappers, but yes.
We still have bingo?
I haven't touched base with Doug yet, but yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I think he was really excited about doing it last year for some reason.
He likes to do it, so he's always the one that does it. He's got all the stuff for it, so just I haven't touched base with him yet on that.
Okay.
So I think that's everything for the novena. Will start on the 19th. We're still going to be doing that. We'll do that every evening. So make sure you look at the bulletin for that, because there may be some changes with that too. But I don't think anything's been finalized, so I don't want to say yet what that looks like.
But we will have the novena. So.
Oh, yeah. The novena will be happening. Yes, 100%. Starting on the 19th. And then on St. Monica's feast day, we will actually have Mass. I believe it's 6 p.m. Mass. Should have checked my dates and my times before I came onto this podcast.
We're just talking general now.
Yeah, so. But it is our side, at least, of the diocese, the diocesan mass for children who have left the church. So on St. Monica's feast day, we will be hosting that here.
Beautiful.
At 6 p.m. with the novena, at 6 p.m. with the novena as well.
Okay. So in other words, just keep checking your bulletin.
Yep, yep.
Sign up for the electronic bulletin. You get it on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
more, yeah, more information about the festival will come out.
Yep.
End of July, early August, and how you can volunteer, because we always need those too. So.
Yes. Plenty of opportunities to volunteer. And why I'm talking about that.
Okay.
I mentioned on my intro podcast that I have a new mantra about volunteering.
Okay.
It's to give 1 hour to one event once a year.
There you go.
So pick your event. If everybody in the church, mm-hmm. every adult anyways, and even high schoolers, would give mm-hmm. 1 hour mm-hmm. to one event once a year, we would be able to supply a lot more volunteers, all the different activities. If you want activities, we've got to have help to put them on and not burn out the 10% or 10 people that do it all the time.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I'm going to try and make that a...
there you go.
Campaign, but I haven't talked to Father. I brought it up to Father, but it was in passing, so I don't think it was like official, so he won't remember it. But
well, it'd be good with this ministry thing that I was talking to Jackie about, instead of doing a ministry drive, mm-hmm. but a way to get
So I wanted to push it. I'm going to get ready for September.
Oh, there you go.
So everything starts kicking off in September. So I think, you know, so I've talked to a couple people about that. You know, they're very busy. Adam was one of them, actually. Mm-hmm. And he said he's busy with school. He does a lot with school, and I get that.
His kids are active.
And everybody's busy. They got young kids, and there's a lot more competition and travel leagues and all that kind of stuff than when we had kids. And then, but he even said, you know, I can give 1 hour to one event, you know, for the church. And I said, you can do it individually, family, couples, however you want to do it. But, and then he said, well, that doesn't seem like very much. And it's like, well, but it's like, how much did you do last year? He goes, well, I didn't. Well, okay, then if I get you 1 hour this year, that's more than you've done before. So I think if everybody would pitch in, I think that's what I'm going to start saying. I'm going to tell everybody 1 hour, one event.
Yeah.
Once a year.
And the festival is a good way to do that, because there's lots of different days where setup, even just setup, is required. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when we set up for Rock the Rectory, it's almost the same crew every year. Yes, the Knights of Columbus always help. They're super helpful for a parish festival. But there's like five people that always just sign up to help with Rock the Rectory, and that's their thing they do. And that's fine. But I can depend on them, and I'm good with that. Like, I know that they're going to be there, and that's fine. Works for me. So, yeah. And bring your kids. I think that's another thing. Like, you can bring Asa. My kids come to all the things, and they just run around like crazy kids. So it's fine. You know, to a certain extent, crazy kids. But... it's nice that they feel mostly. Comfortable. Mostly. Rock set up things, not always. Well, but you know.
But yeah, no, I want to encourage that. I encourage that with the rummage sale. It's like, you know, those that have children should be able to bring it. We want it to be a family event.
Yeah.
To get some families involved, they're going to have to bring their kids. Mm-hmm. So, and then we just have to modify how we do that event necessarily, or set up to make sure we can handle that. Mm-hmm. So... All right, Emily, do you have anything else that we haven't covered, or
no?
Any other insights of anything so far?
No.
Well, before we go, I want to ask both of you, because I want to introduce, I want people to get to know other people in the parish.
Okay.
So they know you by name, Caitlin, and I know they've seen you around and all that kind of stuff, but I thought we'd have some personal questions. Personal questions.
Okay.
So I want these two questions. What brought you to St. Monica? And then what do you like about St. Monica and that you tell other people about? Now I'll go first, just to give you an idea and maybe break the ice.
Thank you.
So what brought Sandy and I, or my family, to St. Monica was Jacob was in high school at Marion. And I don't remember when exactly, you know, freshman year. I think it was during his freshman year, but I don't remember when exactly. But he was going through a phase that we were dragging him to Mass. Mm. You know, he was dragging his feet, getting up, you know, having that big to-do. But then when he got to Marianne, he got to know people. Well, we visited St. Monica's during different events because it's close, and we used to come summers. And so he noticed that some of his classmates were cantors and servers and were around. So he brought that up, that it was kind of nice to see so-and-so cantering. So Sandy and I talked, and it was like, well, that's a bonus. So we started coming more often. Well, then there was Antioch.
Yeah.
And our daughter, Alyssa, went through Antioch, and she enjoyed it, so he got involved. And so that all kind of clicked. And then those conversations of, why do I have to go to Mass? they just disappeared. You know, we didn't have any trouble with them after that. So that just kind of perpetuated us coming to St. Monica's. And then it was just a fit. I mean, we found it to be very welcoming, very young. And we knew Father Jacob. We have history with Father Jacob. We knew Father Jacob, Sandy and I, and my two kids. We knew him when he was seminarian at St. Pius. And so Jacob hit it off with him, of course, and you know, it was kind of like, you know, it was, I don't know, very friendly. But anyhow, we started getting involved and, you know, just started doing things. And we made friends rather quickly. And it's a very friendly church. And that's what I don't know, my next point is, what do I like about St. Monica's? It's a very friendly church. Mm-hmm. So you get to be friends with everybody. And it's cool to see the number of children. Mm-hmm. You know, our kids are all gone, or all old or older, and Jacob just graduated from college. He's setting up down in Indianapolis. And it's amazing, and Sandy and I both kind of just chuckle when we hear children crying. It's just, it's all part of it. Now, we didn't have the experience because we were Protestant at the time when the kids were little. Hmm. We didn't convert until 2011. So
you weren't walking with your children in the back?
No.
For many
no,
weeks
we
on
didn't,
edge.
No, we didn't have that kind of stuff. But yeah,
praying
we,
that Holy Thursday only lasts so long because the children aren't going to make it.
No, and the churches we had nurseries. We dropped the kids off. Yeah. And you got a pager if something was, you know, something was going on, or your number would be, you know, we had one church where they had a display up front. So if you were given a number, and if that number was,
I can only imagine being that parent. Oh, geez, my number again?
Yeah. Well, after a while, everybody would know your number because, you know, you keep getting up. But no. So we didn't have that. But I admire the young families so much because it takes a lot to do that, to bring their kids. And I chuckle because, you know, everybody gets embarrassed. The kids are wild, whatever, make a bunch of noise. And it's like, I try to make sure that they understand when they're around me, it's okay. Whatever happens, happens. It's just natural. But you're bringing them to church. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring them into, they need to be there. They don't need to be, you know, separate from you. They need to see you worshiping. They need to see you doing the genuflecting and the kneeling and the whole, be around it all. I think it's incredible, and from my perspective, I applaud the young families that do that and have to. Yes, they're embarrassed, and yes, sometimes it can be. Yeah, you got to take them outside because they're just so noisy, and I get it. But it's all part of learning, and then the kids grow up and they learn different things. And I to hear a little baby cry, and you hear the infants are so quiet compared to the older
toddlers,
ones.
Gosh.
And it's so funny that you know, it's just cute. But anyways, that's why I tell people, it's a very welcoming church. It's a young church. So I haven't actually invited anybody lately, but then when they find out I go to St. Monica's, it's like, oh yeah, I go to St. Monica. Oh yeah, it's a really young family, a lot of kids,
yeah,
a lot of family.
Yeah.
And it's really welcoming, and you gotta try it out. I don't know who wants to go first. I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Well, okay, I will start. What brought me to St. Monica was when we moved to the area, our house was right down the street. It was awesome. And then over time, both my kids were baptized here. It was our parish for many, many years. And so even when we moved outside the parish area, we obviously continued to come here. And one of the main reasons also was the mom's group. I will never give up the mom's group. I will never give up book club. It is just a very cherished part of my life. You know, life is hard, and I want to go through it with other Catholic moms. And so that's why I am still at St. Monica, and why I love it. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
So what brought me to St. Monica was we had our first kiddo, Asa. At the time, we weren't going to church anywhere. Before I had Asa, I was working in a restaurant, so I worked Sundays a lot and that kind of stuff. So we weren't really going to church anywhere, especially together. Sometimes I would go to a parish here or there. I mean, I think I went to like 10 different parishes in the area, trying to find one that kind of fit with what just fit me, I guess. And but then we had Asa, and we had planned to have him baptized in Kentucky, which was where at the church we got married at, but we still had to do the baptism class. So I called St. Monica because like Emily, when we first moved to the area, we lived three houses down from St. Monica. So this one was like, I know where St. Monica is, so I'll just call and see if we can do our baptism prep there. And they said, sure, you can come in, I don't remember, next week or something like that. It'll be with Father Jacob. It was literally Father Jacob's first week here. He was like, I have nothing unpacked. His office had like stacks of boxes everywhere. And so that was my first ever interaction with Father Jacob, but he was really great. And he had said something at that time. He was like, just come 1 week. He was like, just keep coming. He's like, even if you miss a week, come the next week. You just have to start getting back in the habit of coming. And he was also like, if you don't like St. Monica, that's okay. He was like, I will try and help you find a parish in the area that does work for you all. And so we started coming back to St. Monica, or we started coming to St. Monica, I guess. And then, that's what brought us here. So 8 years ago.
So what do you like about it? What do you tell other people?
Oh, gosh. What I like about St. Monica, I some of my best friends are here. I mean, this is because we've been here for so long, and I feel like the parish has grown so much in the time frame that we have been here that we have really created family. And here, we're not from here, so we have very little family here, and so our church is our family. Our church is our friends. Like, they're the people that were like, hey, you want to do dinner on Saturday? Let's do a date night together. Let's do a play date. You know, they're the people I'm also inviting to the baptisms and the, you know, just doing life with. Mm-hmm. And that is really important to me and Zach. And so I tell people, and we love the traditional liturgy at St. Monica as well. Using the communion rail is being able to receive on the tongue, those kind of the incense, the army of servers, all of those kinds of things are, they're important to us. They're very cool to us as well. And my husband being a convert now, he likes those things as well. So that's the reason we stay also. And those are all things I tell people. Traditional liturgy. We have an awesome moms group.
We love our parish.
Yes. We love St. Monica.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered everything that I wanted to cover today. I just want to remind the listeners that what St. Monica has said, that nothing is far from God. God bless. Amen.